Gemara tells us in Erechin, 18 days a year, Gomrim et a Hallel. We say a complete Hallel. 21 in Chutzlaret, but 18 in Eretz Yisrael, a Laila Echad, and one night. One night, of course, as we all know, is Leil Pesach, not that long ago. I love, what are the 18 days a year? 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Hanukkah, one day of Pesach, one day of Shavuos, and Eretz Yisrael, Yantav, an extra day for Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, 18 plus 3, 21. Those are the 21 days. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the criteria for saying Hallel? Why don't we say Hallel every Shabbat? Shabbat is a happy day. Onik Shabbat. Why don't we say Hallel? The Gemara says, you know why we don't say Hallel on Shabbat? Because, well, Ikre Moed is not called a quote-unquote holiday, a Moed. That's it. The Vilna Gaon discusses, because it seems to be sometimes Shabbat is included in the Moadim, other times it's not, but for this Gemara, for our sugya tonight, we'll consider Shabbat not a Moed. But at least regarding Hallel, it's not a Moed. The guy says, okay, what about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh, you only say a Chatzi Hallel, that's a minute. How come we're not Gomrim et a Hallel, Ikrei Moed? Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So if Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, so why don't we say Hallel? The Gemara says, "Well, ikdish vasiyat malacha." It's not ikdish vasiyat malacha. It is no iser malacha. There's a meaning for some nashim not to do work different times of Rosh Chodesh, but there's no real halacha, there's no iser malacha. So therefore, so we say Hallel, no Hallel on Shabbat because it's Dikdish Vaziyat Malacha, but it's not, doesn't have a shame Moed. And Rosh Chodesh has a shame Moed, but it's not, it just comes along the Adnei Nezer and says, what about when Rosh Chodesh Shachol B'Shabbat? We've had a lot of them. Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbat. Why don't we say Hallel? In fact, there's a whole discussion. Really, Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be one part of the Yom Tovim. So imagine how many days you'd have to take off. However, because of the sin of the Cheta Ego, so therefore we no longer, they lost the Yom Tov, and it became not a Davachol, but more in between. It didn't have the status of the Yom Tov anymore, but more than a regular day. So some want to point out that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbat, so it takes on, I don't know if they ever got back to a full Yom Tov status, but it raises itself from closer to a Yemei Kodesh and a Yemei Chol. And in fact, that's why they bring down as a minute, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, you should have an extra treat. You should have two kugel, two cholent, or salads, or whatever you're eating, sushi. But you should have that. Either way, so that's what comes on the Adnei Nezer and says, so when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, you have both. It's Ikdish Vashiyas Malacha, and that's why on Rosh Chodesh Shachol B'Shabbos, in the Musa, we have a Lashon, a Salutarki, in terms that we see it similar to the Yom Tov davening. So the Avni needs to point out, why don't we say Hallel for Rosh Chodesh Shavuot? Because Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, Shabbos is Ikdish, but says, no, you need the same chayev. You need the same force generating the obligation, since only half comes from Rosh Chodesh, half comes from Shabbos, therefore it doesn't warrant a halal. So the Gemara continues and says, what about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? It's Ikrei Moed, and it's Ikdish V'Yatziyat Malacha. Why no halal? The Gemara says, and I'm going to be right, we should. However, it's inappropriate, because there's a proper, you're standing here, you may have been life and death issues, and you're going to be sitting here oblivious, no self-awareness. You're sitting there thinking, how well, so therefore, it's inappropriate to say how well. And then the Gemara goes on and says, so how come? What if, how come on the whole Sukkot, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, we say a Gomer is a Hallel? And if you've noticed, during Pesach, we're only saying a Chatzi Hallel, except for the first 2 days, so the first day in Eretz Yisrael. How come? So the Gemara says, Choluk b'Karbanosav. Each day on Sukkot, they brought its own carbon. On Pesach, Ka'ela, we bring the same carbon every day, therefore it doesn't warrant, because Gemara connects Hallel to its own independent carbon. So, Hallel Pesach. Hallel on Pesach, we only say on the first day, since it doesn't have its own carbon, but in fact, so much of the post can point out on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, which we didn't have this year, but it's a discussion, how do you end the Haftorah? So, that's the debate, whether you say Mekadesh is Shabbos, or Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. So some make a chiluk, on Sukkot you say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, because they have its own carbon, but on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, you don't always say Mekadesh is Shabbos. And it's a discussion among the postgame. The folks are going on it. So, the Gemara says, okay, so therefore we have three criteria. You have three criteria. You have, you need it as a shame moed. It has to be cholok for karbonosav. And it has to have an ikdash by siyas malacha. So, is that true? Are you kidding me? Hi, Hanukkah. Hanukkah is definitely not called the Moed in the Torah, you know, although the Ramban and Bahalosa says it's an illusion, Bahalosa is a Neros, but Hanukkah is sure the Rabbanon. So if you can't, it's definitely not called the Moed in the Torah, and there is no Isser Malacha. Again, there's a minute not to do Malacha during the Candlelight, during the Shach, but those of the Minhagim, there's no real Isser Malacha. So therefore, why are we saying how? It doesn't fit the big three, this criteria. So the Gemara says you're right. It's a totally different reason. Either you need all three, or apparently you can use another reason. But the other reason, Hanukkah, is because a miracle happened. When a miracle happens, then that also is the day that warrants Hallel. That's the whole discussion on, that's part of the discussion. There's a lot more to discuss on Yom HaAtzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim. If it's a day that warrants a hallel or not. Not for today. So, the Gemara says, Yom Shir Bo Neis, that's enough for a hallel. Isaac, all right, so what are you talking about? Purim. Purim was a day of major miracles. We were saved from Haman HaRasha, Bahashmi, the Harith, all Yehudim. How come there's no hallel? So the Gemara gives us a couple of reasons. Number one, the Gemara says, a geographical answer. When do we say hallel? That's only an innate that happens in Eretz Yisrael. but it made it happen to Chutzlaret, so then it's a no-go. It's not a major word. Last I checked, Yitzias Mitzrayim. There was an exodus from that miracle that happened in Israel. So it's a counting season, the old grandfather clause. You're right. Once Eretz Yisrael only became a prerequisite once Yeshua took the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. But before that time period, not. So therefore, that's the first answer. The second answer is, what do you mean? We do say Hallel. We just call it Kriyasa Zu Hallelo. We call it Megillat Esther. But we do say Hallel. It's a different type of Hallel. And the third answer is Akaze Avde Achashverosh. Oh no, we are still servants of Achashverosh. In order to say Hallel, we got to be completely free. We went out from Avde Paro to Avde Hashem, then we're able to say Hallel. So again, to summarize, we have two different reasons to say Hallel. Either you need the big three of Moed, Ikdish, Ba'asiyas, Malacha, and have its own Karban. Or if you don't have any of those, you don't have all three, so then Yom She'ira Boneh. So now we can understand. The question is a famous Medrash the Gemara quotes in Sanhedrin, Mokara Zerazeko Laila, or something like that. The Medrash says that why did the Jews sing Shira at Kriyat Yamzuf? So the famous Medrash says it's inappropriate when other people, all are creations of God, and therefore with the Egyptians drowning in the sea, it's inappropriate to sing Shira. So the question is, what do I need that reason for? I already know it. Since Shvi Shel Pesach doesn't have its own carbon, it's under the rubric of Ochovik of an Ozav. Gemara already gave me the reason. So why do I need a new reason for? I guess because Tov Shnaya Bina Echad. Two better than one, but more than that. If you need both. Because one's all inclusive. One, the one with the Egyptians drowning not only helps me Shri Shel Pesach, but the Chol for Kavanos, it helps me the whole Pesach. So the answer is, there are two reasons to say Hallel on Pesach. Either because Moed is too Mechayim for Hallel, either Moed is the Kishis recovered. So we said, the reason for not saying Hallel on the rest of Pesach is not Chol, because we don't bring it, only the first day is, obviously it's a new carbon, it's the first day, but the rest of the day, Ka'ela, bringing the same carbon, so it doesn't warrant a complete Hallel. That's what we do, the whole Chol HaMoed. Comes along Shvi Shel Pesach, we know about the tremendous nace that happened, Kriyas Yamsuf. So comes along Kriyas Yamsuf, it's like Hanukkah, it's a nace that happened, so why don't we say Hallel? Comes on to the Gemara and says, it's inappropriate, the Egyptians are drowning, so therefore we're not going to sing Shvi. So therefore we understand why we need both reasons now, for Shvi Shel Pesach. And in fact, the question is, what do you mean? That really, if you look at the Gemara in Arif Sachem, actually the Jewish people did sing Shira on Kriyat Yamsuf. It was the Malachim, the angels didn't sing Kriya. So how come, why did the Jewish people sing Shira and not the angels? The answer is because the Jewish people who experienced the avdus, the slavery, the torturing, and they went through Kriyat Yamsuf, they were involved in the miracle. So when you're involved in the nace yourself, so therefore you aren't a Shira. However, if you yourself aren't experienced today, It's only because of, as the angels, you're innocent observers, so therefore you have no right to sing Shema. According to some, why we dip the wine during the 10th plague, the same concept. Masa Yadai are being killed, and therefore, so it's not appropriate to sing Shira. Alright, so the question is then, if that's the case, so why don't we sing Shira Leil Pesach? Right? But isn't it? Aren't we celebrating an event that happened thousands of years ago? And the answer is no. We're not. Well, we shouldn't be. The most difficult mitzvah that I have about them girls is Asmo Ki Hu Yatsa Mi Mitzrayim. That the person is obligated to feel like he left Egypt now without remembering a past event. We're celebrating a present event. And yeah, but that's why. Oh, you're right. Masa Yadai are being killed. Makas Bechoras. Maybe you shouldn't be saying Hallel. Comes along. No. Chayav Adam Lero Tzatzmo Kihilu Yata Mimitzrayim. And perhaps also, you know, it has to do with, what about... What about Hanukkah? Hanukkah, you know, we didn't experience ourselves. That gets into the machlokes in general. Chacham Sofer Nitziv on an anniversary of a mitzvah that didn't arise to Hallel, but perhaps you could make a difference also between Hallel Shel Shira, like the Reb Haigo. Maybe Shel Hallel Shel Kriya. It doesn't make a difference. That is a past event. You need the big three, but a Hallel Shel Neit, so then it's an issue of whether you experience. And anyway, so for Parshim, you know, try to give different pilukim. But the bottom line is we understand why we need two reasons. It's not enough. Chala Karbonotav, that takes care of the issue of Hallel El Pesah, of not having during Kol Amayit. Called for Kabbalah, we don't have the big three. A tree shall Pesach, Kalos shall Neis, and therefore we need the other reason of Ma'isa Yado Tava Vayam. This is the conclusion. And that's what Rav Schwab always used to say, that an angel, he can't have dual feelings at the same time. Either you're happy or you're sad. But we see a yid is obligated. You have to learn to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in both ways. Like we see in Avel, you have to drop, you know, you can go from a funeral to a wedding or someone's in Avel, and also the Yantiv has to stop, that a person has to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It goes way back to halacha, so we don't do anymore. But you used to make a shachianu. Your parent passed, so why on the Yerusha? The Yaakov says the minig is not to do it. Like, what do you mean not to do it? The halacha is to do it. The minig is not to. That is, we're not in that madrega anymore. You know, it doesn't look right. But what's the original? The original din is that it's two separate things. That at the same time, in theory, I could be happy about getting the Yerusha, but I'm very upset, very sad that I lost my loved one. Just to conclude, the Dvar Machshava, that Shvi Shel Pesach, they say in the Hasidish and Tvarim, that's Mitzugel for Parnasa, and Shiduchim. So every day is, but really, since those are the two hard ones, you have to pray extra hard for Shiduchim, for whoever it might be, or for Parnassah. So why dafka these two things on Shvi Shel Pesach? It's true all year round. So the answer is, number one, the Gemara tells us that Kasha, setting up finding your match is even harder than Kriyas Yamsa. It's a greater nation than Kriyas Yamsa because Kriyas Yamsa, what's the job? Kriyas Yamsa turning 1 into 12, the cause of Machlokas to separate, that's much easier. To take two people and make them one, to make Achdus, as we know, is much harder. And as well, by Parnas, interesting, the source of Ochel Nefesh, where we know Melechet Avod is only Yasser, and Yantav the Hesed, the cook, indeed, is going down from Shvi Shel Pesach. My doctor is Shvi Shel Pesach, because it's the Ram is at Parnasa, that we have to pray especially for Parnasa on Shvi Shel Pesach, and it goes to Yigal Shel Yam, and therefore, have that in mind during our extra Kavana, during Tzvilas and Shvi Shel Pesach for Shiduchim as well as